And we are live. You are tuned in to CJUM 101.5 UMFM. Welcome to the first annual UMFM Forum for the 2020 UMSU election. I will be the moderator, and I'm also the deputy return officer. My name is Miles Erickson. Before we begin, we would like to remind you that UMSU elections take place on the ancestral and occupied lands of the Anishinaabe, Cree, Oji-Cree, Dakota, and Dene peoples, and on the homeland of the Métis Nation. To get it out of the way, here is the housekeeping for today's event. We will start with each slate giving a two-minute introduction. From there, we will have each candidate introduce themselves for one minute. After that, each position will have a minute each to debate the other policies. After that, we will have 1 minute for each candidate to respond to the criticisms for the for the policies, like English. So we will begin with our UMSU's introduction. So you have 2 minutes, and you may now begin.
Well, thank you so much for introducing us here today and for having us here today at the UMFM Forum. First and foremost, my name is Samantha Nicole, and I'm running to be your next president from our slate, our UMSU. And I'm here alongside our team member, Stephen Gatfo, running for VPSL. And I also have here Chimdi Chidioki, running for VPA. And again, our slate is called our UMSU. Our UMSU is committed to our philosophy, which is to equip students with all of the information and resources to help us exercise our rights as students, which includes, and it's not limited to, our right to fair representation, our right to affordable and accessible education, our right to credible and accessible information, our right to fair and equitable employment, whether that's on or off campus, our right to personal and community wellness, our right to sustainable and accessible campuses, our right to fair academic policies and appeals process. And to us, information is power, as well as privacy is also an exercise of power. Silence is a response on its own. And for our team, we believe that neutrality has no place in a student union. We have an open door policy, and we look forward to getting to know all of you. So reach out to us, give us a shout, send us a DM, an email. You can reach us via email at hello@ourumsu.ca or follow us on our Instagram and Facebook accounts at ourumsu.ca. Also, we have a website that lays out all of our information. That website is, once again, ourumsu.ca. Thank you. And yeah, I look forward to talking to everyone here.
Thank you very much, and we will now go to UMSU for you.
Okay, hello listeners. What's up, Bisons? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jalene Dela Cruz. I am the presidential candidate for the devoted, passionate, and experienced team, UMSU for you. In just a couple of seconds, I will pass the mic along to my VPs to introduce themselves. I just wanted to go into, you know, the past couple of years on the university, I have had the opportunity to serve as vice president student life for UMSU on the current executive. I have founded and served as president on the Sociology and Criminology Association of Students. I have also been able to bring students the platform to share what mental health means to them through peace of mind. Now I'll pass it on to Kristen Smith.
Hi, my name's Kristen Smith. I'm running to be Vice President Advocacy. I'm currently on the Commerce Students Association, recently finished up a term, on the Manitoban's Board of Directors. I have 10 years of debating and public speaking experience, and I'm really excited to put that to work for you.
Hi, my name is Savannah Zox. I'm running to be your next Vice President of Student Life with the amazing team UMSU for You. Currently, I am the Director of Communications on the Science Student Association. I am also a Consent Culture Facilitator as well as the Executive Assistant for Justice for Women Manitoba. And I have lots of previous experience on residence councils as well as living in three different residence buildings on campus.
Morning, everyone. My name is Tino Dogo, and I am running to be your Vice President Community Engagement. Right now, I am the President of the Arthur Morrow Students Association and an academic program on the Science Students Association.
Brendan Scott here, running to be your next Vice President of Finance and Operations, current Senior Stick of St. Paul's College, and I am currently the UMSU Director for the Science Students Association. I also sit on the UMSU Finance Committee, and I look forward to being your next VPFO.
Thank you, everybody. This is really a team that wants to engage you, that wants to empower you. On March 4th and 5th, make sure to vote UMSU4U after checking out our policies on UMSU4U.com and our interactive policy guide to take a look at.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And we will now go to Connect UMSU.
Hey, everyone. Good morning to you, students. My name is Sia, and I'm running to be your next UMSU president alongside with my wonderful team, Connect UMSU. I'm currently the women representative for UMSU, and I do passionate about mental health and space for anyone that's identified as women. I'm going to pass on the mic to everyone to speak and tell you about their policies.
Hi, everyone. My name is Akhtas Chima, and I'm running for VP Advocacy. I am currently a women's rep for the minority communities on campus, and I also work with young students for their counseling. So I'll just pass on the mic.
Hi, everybody. My name is Masha Bach. I'm in my second year of university studying environmental sciences. I'm the current co-president for RSAC, which is Resident Student Association Council, and I'm also running for Vice President Community Engagement. Sorry.
Hey, guys. My name is Tina Hove. I am running to be your next VP Finance and Operations. I have previously been an RA here on campus. I have also successfully run a business before. In addition to this, I am a co-op student here at the Asper School of Business, and I look forward to using my experience here to make UMSU more sustainable and self-sufficient, as well as give you more equitable employment here on campus.
So make sure you check us out on our Instagram, Connect UMSU, and all the policies that we want to bring to you. And also make sure you vote on March 4th and 5th to Connect UMSU, because this awesome team want to bring you not only diversity, but also memorable time in this university. And thank you so much for tuning in, because you guys are wonderful.
All right. Thank you very much. And we will now go on to the debate for the Vice President Advocacy. So I will ask all candidates who are not running for that position to now leave the room. All right, we are here with the Vice President Advocacy candidates. Each candidate will have 1 minute to introduce themselves and some of their top priorities and campaign platforms, and then we will begin the debate part. Okay? So we will begin with For You.
All right. My name is Kristen Smith. We already went over some of my experience, so I'd really like to talk about some of my main priorities. There's two of them, really. The first is making sure that the students here on campus have really great advocacy options, both federally, provincially, and here on campus. So one of my main first priorities would be joining CASA. It's a fantastic advocacy body. I look forward to speaking more about it later. And then also establishing a provincial advocacy body with the University of St. Boniface, Brandon University, University of Winnipeg. But then also I'm really interested in establishing a legal aid clinic here on campus. I think that's incredibly important because I fundamentally believe that knowledge is power. I've had my own issues with trying to start up a business and just not having that information available to me. I think that students are dynamic. They start businesses and they sometimes need help with other matters like traffic incidents, unfortunately, sexual violence, visas. I want to help service students in all those ways, and I'm excited about it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we will now go to the candidate for our UMSU.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. My name is Chimdi Chijoke, and I'm running to be your next Vice President Advocacy with our UMSU. Taking into the consideration the results from the University of Manitoba campus climate survey on sexual violence in 2019, one of my main policies is to create awareness about the Sexual Violence Resource Center here on campus. By providing students with the education about the resources available, students can become aware of ways to protect themselves and those around them, as well as being informed of what sexual violence is and who is considered a predator. So my team is also working on an onboarding program for all students that's going to help them with different aspects of their lives, from grade appeals to getting equitable job employment And these are some of the policies we're going to be working closely with community reps on, and we look forward to talking to you about them. You can come talk to us in the University Center at our tables. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and we will now go to the candidate for Connect UMSU.
Hello, everyone. Once again, my name is Aktas Chima, and I'm running to be your next VP advocacy. My main policies are increase peer education to reduce academic stress. I know it is the most important one. And then stand up for all communities and minorities, help people share their stories, women empowerment, obviously, harassment, mental health accessibility, and effective implementations, and to help the survivors on campus. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and we will now give each candidate 1 minute to discuss the other candidate's policies, and after that we will have 1 minute for each candidate to respond. So we will begin again with UMSU for you.
All right, I'd like to start off by saying I have a whole lot of respect for these two wonderful women, and I look forward to talking about their policies, and I'll kind of go person by person here. I'll start with Chimdi. So you talked a lot about sexual violence resource center awareness. I think that's fantastic. I think that's something we should be doing. Students should be more aware of those things. My only critique would be that the policy looks a bit slim. I don't see a whole lot of meat on those bones, I'm going to be honest. I think that sexual violence demands a lot more attention than just making students more aware of the center. And we have a lot of policies on our slate that looks at those issues more dynamically. When I look at Akhdas, I think that these are also wonderful ideas. Peer education, hugely important. Women's empowerment, I mean, look at us in this room. I think that's so important. Same is true of survivors. I just think that what's been used here are a couple of buzz phrases, and I don't see a lot of actionable items here. I believe you have them, so I'd really like to hear what those are moving forward. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much, and we will now go to the candidate for our UMSU.
Like Kristen said, we are three women here in this room, and I think that's a really big step. I'll start with the candidate from Connect UMSU. What are your thoughts on how to incorporate the peer education into our current UMSU system? Because we have the Nimbus app, we have the Academic Learning Center, and we have people who tutor their friends for free and things like that. How do you intend to implement that? And what are your action points with that? And for Kristen, Provincial Advocacy Office, that's a really cool idea. So my question is, how do you intend to see that working? What are the actionable points based on resources we have? And how do you think it's going to work with different campuses? Because different campuses work differently. Do you think it's going to be something you can integrate in your tenure? Because it's just 1 year and different unions operate differently. Yes, that's my question.
Thank you very much. And we will now go to the candidate for Connect UMSU.
So first of all, I will really like to say that because we all are here and we all have same purpose, and I love their ideas, but I have questions for both of So my question for UMSU for you is, you talked about we can coordinate with other campuses as well. So that was my question, how are you going to do it? I know you have better ideas about it, but that was my biggest concern, how are you going to do that? And also, when I was going through your policies, I saw you're going to work on food banks and transit services as well. So I just thought that this is for finance and CE. So that was my other concern. And with my slate, our UMSU, I have the question, how are you going to work with the sexual violence? Because you said you're going to have those resources on campus. That was my question for you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now give each candidate 1 minute to respond to both questions and critiques. So we will go once again back to the candidate for UMSU for you.
All right, so I'm really excited that the question has come up about this post-secondary advocacy body within Manitoba. Something that our slate is running on is a referendum to leave the Canadian Federation of Students, and I think that it's a very important thing to undertake should that referendum go through, because we need provincial advocacy. So the question is, how are we going to do it? Well, University of Manitoba represents roughly 60% of the post-secondary students in Manitoba, and that means we have real power. So when the University of Manitoba does something, I think other universities pay attention. But beyond beyond that, we do have a spirit of collaboration here in the province. I don't think that the University of Brandon, the University of Winnipeg, hates us or anything like that. I think the exact opposite is true. I think they want to collaborate. We have contacts there, and we have a network. I think that if we get in the same room, we're going to be able to work something out. Very quickly, you touched on transit. You said that's not my mandate. It certainly is my mandate. Talking to the city, the province, and I'll work together with my slate to make those things happen. It's not a one-woman job. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and we will now go to the candidate for our UMSU.
I really appreciate the questions that my fellow candidates brought up. Yes, I'm going to answer the questions at the same time with the same answer because similar. So one thing our slate is really working on in terms of the Sexual Violence Resource Center is having something we call Conversation Wednesdays. How is this going to work? It's basically creating an environment where people come together to discuss their views on what sexual violence is, and not just sexual violence, but other topics are often considered sensitive based on where they come from. And we'll also be working closely with different offices on campus, as well as community reps and the sexual violence office, to facilitate sexual violence programs for people in these different communities. Because, yes, the Sexual Violence Resource Center has limited staff, but what we're going to do is have the leaders of these community groups be informed about these things, and then they can bring it to their community and spread the word with their platform. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and we will now go to the candidate for Connect UMSU.
Okay, so first of all, I would like to say thank you for all the questions you guys brought up. So my answer for the first question regarding women empowerment is that I have talked to a lot of women on campus, and I know some of them, they want to share their stories. They want to just come out and talk about it. But that's the thing. They're too scared. They feel like, oh, they're women. They cannot just come out. They cannot just talk about it. So I want them to feel, you know, confident, to feel independent, to feel proud of who they are. And whatever they have gone through, I want them to share their stories. And that's how I want to implement a woman empowerment, like giving them jobs on campus and helping them out with everything they're going through. Even if they don't want to bring up their names, that's fine. I just want to support every woman so they can feel confident. And the other question was regarding the peer education. I'm going to work on that. I know there are a lot of groups, student groups on campus, but I'm going to work on them by implementing just to make sure that every student is getting help that they need by Academic Learning Center, etc. Thank you.
Thank you very much to all the VP advocacy candidates for taking the first step and being the first candidates to do this. So I'd like to thank you all. And we will now go to the VP of Community Engagement. Thank you. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the 2020 UMFM Forum, the first annual for the UMSU elections. If you're tuned in on 101.5 UMFM, you can also go to UMFM's Facebook page to see live video. We are live streaming. We have UMFM's 360 camera here. And if you're also on Facebook and you have to go drive to work or anything like that, you can also tune in at umfm.com or 101.5 UMFM. So we now have the candidates for Vice President Community Engagement. We will have 1 minute for each to introduce themselves, and we will begin with Connect.
Hey, everybody. My name is Masha Bach again. I'm running for Vice President Community Engagement. So currently I'm the co-president for RSAC, which is a residents association in Marist Beachley and Pembina Hall. A few of my policies that I would like to touch on are inclusive events and collaborations with student associations, disability awareness, essential crisis drives, and food bank funding. And I would like to pass it on to Dino now.
All right, and we will do just that for the candidate for UMSU for you.
Hello, hello. My name is Tino Dogo, and I am running to be your Vice President Community Engagement with my incredible team, UMSU for You. The reason why I'm running personally is because I've been involved in the residence and science communities, as previously mentioned, as the president of the Arthur Morrow Students Association and as an academic programmer in the Science Students Association. And this experience and this exposure has shown me that it's important to strengthen the ties between students, student groups, and UMSU. And I want to work exactly for that reason, and I want to introduce and implement an AMSU app, and also I want to kick off the year right with a homecoming street fair at the Bison football game. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now have each candidate discuss the other candidate's policies for 1 minute, and we will start again with the candidate for Connect AMSU.
So I noticed that one of your policies for AMSU for You was your guys' first year committee policy, and I just had a few questions about that. Living in residence, you and I both have experienced this first year's residence life, and the councils on residence help out the first years to engage with one another. We throw socials for them. We throw drinking, non-drinking events. And so I just wanted to ask, what would AMSU do differently than from the residence councils and residence life? Because that's all they do is try to engage the first year. So what could AMSU do differently? And the other thing that I wanted to ask you was, you brought up your homecoming street fair. I went to homecoming this year, and they kind of had that same idea. There was a street fair, but it was in the track and field arena. And again, what would you do differently from that? They had all different sorts of activities, and yeah, I just want to ask, what would you do different?
Well, thank you very much, and we will now give 1 minute to the candidate for AMSU for You.
All right, just to clarify, I'm responding to what Masha has brought up.
You are questioning the other candidate's policies first, and then we will have 1 minute response.
Fantastic. Okay, so the first policy that I wanted to bring up was the I believe that you wanted to have more food-focused events. I just wanted to understand, because this is a pretty broad term, I noticed there on your policy book that one of the things that you guys want to do is have more food-focused events. I was wondering if you could clarify on that. Another thing I did notice was you guys want to subsidize the cost of textbooks, and you want to have a library of textbooks for all students. I was just wondering how the finances of that would work. And those are the 2 points that I wanted to bring up. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. And we will have each candidate respond with 1 minute, and we will begin once again with the candidate for Connect AMSU.
So when I talk about food center events, so I've been talking to a lot of people, and when people think of AMSU, they often think of an event that they've thrown, like Frosh or Malpractice, which are great events there, but I believe it's like heavily drinking focused, and not a lot of people are appealed to that. And so an idea that I had was food centered, was to have like a potluck kind of idea where AMSU would host a big event, and then people from different faculties or student associations would come in, whether it's ethnic food or not, and we all like just eat the food together and get to know one another and have that source of community rather than people feeling like they need to drink or whatever. And then the other one is the subsidizing textbooks. That is not personally my policy. That is more the finance and operations policy. But I believe he's just trying to find, or us as a team, we're trying to find a more some sort of, I can't answer that very well. It's the finance and operations question.
Well, thank you very much, and we will now give 1 minute for the candidate for AMSU for You.
Okay. Thank you for your responses there, Masha. And also, thank you for bringing up the first-year committee. So one of the things that we've noticed at AMSU for You is that there isn't a lot of awareness with what's going on in the union with students here at the university, and the first year committee would address that issue by getting as many first years involved in their union the second they step on campus. The first year committee would serve as kind of a liaison between the problems that first years are facing and unions directly at first hand. And I believe you also raised the street fair. With the street fair, what we have in mind is free entry before halftime for all the people that come to the Bison game. I think this is a fantastic idea because it will get students exposed to the talent, one of the many talents that we have here at the university through Bison players. And yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you very much, the both of you, for doing this and for being so prompt with your time. And we will now move to the Vice President of Student Life. So thank you both.
Thank you.
If you're just tuning in, you might see that we have a little bit of issues with the video. We do recognize that. But let your friends know. You can tune in at umfm.com or at 101.5 UMFM.
Do you want to cut the audio then, or the video then?
All right. Well, welcome both of you, both candidates for Vice President of Student Life. We will begin with 1 minute introductions for each candidate, and we will begin this time around with the candidate for our UMSU.
Hello there, UMFM 101.5. It's great to be back on the air. My name is Stephen Gatfall, and I am running to be your next Vice President Student Life with my team, Our UMSU. Some of the things that I really want to see implemented next year include a career and personal development grant, which is basically proposing the establishment of a career and personal development grant that will allow students with a demonstrated financial need to access training for certification programs that they require in order to secure employment. Example, accessing a criminal record check for university employment, in addition to an UMSU immigration desk that will help students with the process that is relating to applying for a study permit, considering the fact that we have 20% of our student population are international students. I believe this is something that really needs to be addressed. Also, the fees associated with applying for this above permit can be claimed through the proposed career and professional development grant that I just talked about.
Well, thank you very much, and we will now go to the candidate for UMSU for You.
Hello, my name is Savannah Zox, and I'm running with the team UMSU for You to be your next Vice President of Student Life. So I am running because I have some firsthand experience with us experiencing the issues that students face on campus, and I want to provide resources that weren't there for me to the students that may face those issues in the future. Some of the policy ideas that my team is working on include sexual violence resources for students. So, for example, improving the accessibility to survivor resources, as well as looking into pro bono lawyers for the reporting process so that there is less bias that exists. We also want to partner with the Sexual Violence Resource Center to create better resources for students on campus. We also are looking into launching a student clubs interface with a program such as Campus Vibe that would connect communities and integrate students around campus into the overall U of M community.
Thank you very much. And we will now have a minute each for each candidate to discuss the other's policies. And we will begin once again with the candidate for our UMSU.
Sounds good. Thank you, Miles. So I have basically two questions for you. The first one is a little shorter. It pertains to the point you just brought up, the last point. Sorry, that was...
The student clubs interface.
The student clubs interface. I was wondering how you were going to implement that in addition to, I understand that you guys also are planning to introduce an UMSU app, and I was wondering how those two would pan out and exist in correlation to each other. My second question is relating to healthcare. Now, I already understand that the University of Manitoba already has student care. And so what does expanding that mean for international students? Does that mean increasing cost? Also, I did take a look at the student care policies online that we already have access to. And we already have coverage for dental, physio, chiro, and mental health. Mental health for up to 100% per year, up to a max of $1,000 per year. So I was wondering how that expansion would work in relation to the coverage that we already have.
Well, thank you so much. You were right on the dot. We will now go to the candidate for UMSU for You.
Yeah, so I am just speaking to questions for the policies just that Stephen
exactly.
brought up. So I guess one of the questions that I have for the policy that you brought up regarding the Career and Professional Development Grant. So I guess my main question with regards to that is, you know, we already are pouring a lot of money into different grants and things around campus. And I'm just wondering where the extra money for that grant would come from, because we wouldn't want to take more money out of students' pockets, of course. And secondly, I just have a question regarding the personal wellness policies that exist on your website. And one of your points that you mentioned was quiet and zen zones around campus, which I think is a very good idea. But the other two points that were made under the personal wellness policy were somewhat vague, and I just I wanted a bit of an expansion or an explanation about how you plan to make that personal wellness, that policy actionable and bring it to life on campus.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, thank you very much, and we will now give the candidate for our UMSU 1 minute to respond to those questions.
UMSU for you's response first to my questions?
You'll be responding first, and then the other way around.
Sure. So speaking first to the career and professional development grant that the question you brought up, I believe that this is essential in the fact that it creates a barrier for students to gain equitable employment. And so this grant should really, really help in terms of breaking down that barrier. And because it will work on a reimbursement model, and also because we will be addressing it will probably go through Member Services Committee, and it will be looking at demonstrated financial need. I think that's especially important. As to where the funds would come from, we would probably talk to AVP Finance and Operations in order to assess where we could fit that into the budget, whether that be repurposing something else from another grant that is maybe not as much used. In terms of the personal wellness that we talked about, the Active Living Center actually had a program in the Mental Health Week that we're looking to use that as inspiration and kind of use that as a pilot project to work on further.
Well, thank you very much. And we will now go to the candidate for UMSU for you.
Thank you for that clarification, Stephen. So just to address the second of your two questions for me first. So with the expansion of the health and dental coverage and what the cost would be to students. So UMSU for you is entirely about keeping as much money in student pockets as we possibly can. So we would look into expanding the current coverage that already exists. So there may be some coverage for physio, chiro, and as well as mental health that already exists, but we want to expand that and create more access to that for the students at as low or as low of an increase in cost as we possibly can by still making it affordable for our students. And secondly, I just want to touch on the app and the interface. So the app would be more of like a advertisement for all of UMSU's events, whereas the interface would be something, an online program for students from student groups and student clubs on campus to connect, collaborate, and grow their membership as well as promote their events on campus.
Well, thank you both very much. I know it's a quick amount of time to get a lot of information, so thank you very much. And we will now move on to the Vice President of Finance and Operations. So thank you both.
Thank you, Miles.
Thank you.
If you're just tuning in, you were tuned in to the first annual UMSU or UMFM forum for the UMSU election for 2020. You can hear this on replay online. Hold on. And you can also tune in right now at 101.5 UMFM or at umfm.com. We will take a short pause, and we will be back in just a moment. And we are back in the UMSU election for 2020. We will now be speaking with candidates for the Vice President of Finance and Operations. Each will have a minute to introduce themselves. And we will begin with the candidate for UMSU for you.
Hi there, Brendan Scott, here running for Vice President of Finance and Operations on the slate UMSU for you. I'm currently the vice stick or the senior stick of St. Paul's College, and I sit on the UMSU Finance Committee. One of my main passions while in the role of Vice President of Finance and Operations is to make UMSU self-sufficient. We can do this starting with a feasibility study to see whether that becomes owning our own student union building or just owning all the businesses within University Center. Another passion I have is the study cart snack, which was actually started 3 years ago by my good friend, the current past exec, Jeremy Semtician. Right now, it's currently used about once a month. I would like to bring that under my portfolio, use it more readily, and it's a cheap way to give back to the students while also promoting the UMSU businesses. Not many students know that UMSU businesses, the profits go back into the budget. So by using the study cart snack to show students and promote the UMSU businesses, it could help lower student union fees in the future.
Well, thank you very much, and we will now give the candidate for Connect UMSU a 1 minute to introduce themselves.
Hi guys, my name is Tino Hove. I am running with Connect AMSU for the position of VP Finance and Operations. I previously have experience running a business for 2 years. We did six figures. We also, as a co-op student, I've worked with various financial companies as well, including Mawanisa, in addition to being an ASP student. My biggest passions are to ensure an affordable textbook program for students, give you guys increased access to the scholarships and bursaries here on campus to lower their cost of being a student in this really, really expensive time for students. In addition to that, looking after the financial needs of the union, for instance, an augmented food bank that helps lower your living expenses through not just certain foods, but as well as including toiletries and other things that you need on a consistent basis. Vote AMSU for you. Connect AMSU.
Well, thank you very much to the candidate for Connect AMSU. We will now give each candidate a moment to both question or discuss the other's policies. And we will begin once again with the candidate with AMSU for you.
Well, Tino, I agree. I think your policies are really good. I just get really caught up in where the money for all this comes from. AMSU has some of the highest student union fees in the country, and what you're saying to do, I don't see what you cut to increase money. The like affordable textbook plan, it seems like even if you gave $5 to every student here on the university for textbooks, that comes out to about $48,000 of money, which I just don't see coming out thin air. I see student fees being raised for your three policies. I agree, again, like I'll say, they are good policies, things that we want to see happen to help students, but it just doesn't seem feasible in any sense where this money was coming from. We're on a tight budget. That's why we have such high student union fees. I think the better process is to become self-sufficient and then look into these kind of things.
Well, thank you very much, and we will now give the candidate for Connect AMSU 1 minute to discuss the other's policies.
Oh, okay, cool. Just to come back to your policies here, as Mal said, you said like looking at owning your own student union building and buying the business. Once again, coming into that topic of feasibility here, right? Like those are also very expensive endeavors. And the assumption there being if we've got money to build a building and buy out businesses, then AMSU should have money again to subsidize some textbook costs. And in terms of making the AMSU businesses more sustainable, I personally have experience running a business and coaching other businesses in their profitability margins, which are takes time to do. So when you look at making AMSU businesses more feasible, I'm just wondering what your plan or experience in the skill set would be. As I know personally that running a business is a very tiring endeavor, and that would be my questions for you there.
Well, thank you very much, and we will now give the candidate for AMSU for you 1 minute to respond.
Yeah, so I'll clear the air kind of. The feasibility study will most likely tell us to, yes, just own the businesses inside University Center. That is actually done for free. Once the contracts run out, we are just able to bring in our own businesses. I'll give you also the example of the Bannatyne campus. There is only two food options there, or sorry, three, with Starbucks, Tim Hortons, and the Airmark business. Just by the Airmark contract is up this year, just by simply switching that to an AMSU business, that puts money back into the AMSU budget, helps us become more self-sustaining. It's a 10-year plan, so once we wait for all the contracts to run out, we will be able to own the businesses in University Center, which will help us be more self-sufficient. But that's a good question, Tino. Thank you for that.
Well, thank you very much. And we will now go to the candidate for Connect AMSU, and you will have 1 minute.
Well, just kind of looking at it here, in terms of our policies for affordable textbooks, the first thing is, after having looked at the AMSU budget, the AMSU businesses are losing money, A, because of 66% of the operational cost goes to executive and governance. In addition to that, we're losing money in terms of our marketing budget. We want to be able to reallocate these funds that are currently either losing money in terms of marketing, for instance, into a portfolio that will help us cover the cost of some of the textbooks we look at having for rental purposes.
businesses, as well as when you look at the businesses themselves within AMSU. UM Cycle is currently actually running a loss. We want to look at all of these businesses, look at opportunities to increase their profit margins as well, which would help feed into that. Now, the issue that I typically find with having 10-year plans is because as an AMSU exec, you're only there for about one academic year, right? And with a 10-year plan, you spend most of your time making the plan, doing a study, and the students haven't been impacted. I want to actively impact now.
Well, thank you very much, the both of you. I know it's a short amount of time to get a lot of information in, so thank you both for participating. And we will now move on to the president's debate. But first, we will take about a 90-second intermission to hopefully get the live stream back. So you will hear the great music of Suzanne Vega as we take a short break.
The diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. It's always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. There's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of. And I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching.
And we are live. Welcome back to the 2020 first annual UMFM Forum. We are in the room with the presidential candidates for this year's AMSU election. We will give each candidate 1 minute to introduce themselves and then 1 minute to discuss the other's policies, and finally one last minute to respond. We will begin with the candidate for Connect AMSU.
Hi everyone, my name is Sia again, and I'm with Connect AMSU. I'm running as president this year. One of our biggest policies this year is subsidized textbook. We do understand how students can be, it can be a barrier for all students to get all the textbooks and get a good GPA, so that could be like a really bad thing for students to get. And also easy access to bursary scholarships. The more you get easy access for bursary scholarship, the more you apply. Most students don't know how and where to get those things, so we want to make it available and access for you guys to like pick up and get scholarships. We also want to increase mental health and support on campus, because during my current position right now as the women representative, I work with different communities and different people in school. So I want to like personally increase mental health and also self-defense for all people identify as women. So please make sure you vote for us, Connect AMSU, on March 4th and 5th.
Thank you very much. And we will now go to the candidate for our AMSU.
Hi again, everyone. Thank you again for having me here. This is such an exciting time to be able to share to you like my main policies to become like your next presidential candidate for AMSU. My background, actually, over the past 5 years, I've had been working. On top of being a student, I've been involved in a lot of different student councils like ASBC, like FYC First Year Council, and ASPR CSA in my very first year, as well as like my involvement with the Work Study Program, Career Services, and a bunch of other partnerships and collaborations. And the two main things that I wanted to bring to the table is I wanted to use my experience and my knowledge to increase student engagement by providing students with information again, and the power to speak up, because we want to be able to help each of you to succeed in your academic and professional goals. But at the same time, I also want to address the possible root causes of these problems that you face every day, instead of just treating the symptoms, so that we don't just address the issues that need our immediate attention, but we also strive to be proactive and prevent further complications. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we will now go to the candidate for UMSU for you.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Jalene Dela Cruz, and I'm the presidential candidate, as Miles mentioned, for UMSU for You, an experienced, devoted, and passionate team of individuals who are not just running, but ready to be your next executive. I myself, over the past couple of years, have served as vice president of student life on the current UMSU executive, as well as being the founder and president of various organizations on campus, like Peace of Mind, as well as the Sociology and Criminology Association of Students. Some of the issues that I wanted to address today are creating pathways for Indigenous achievement through lobbying administration to lobbying administration in order to lift the 15 registration minimum, as well as having monthly meetings with the Indigenous Students Association. And now, you can't address Indigenous sovereignty without touching on sustainability as well. And that's why I want to talk about the UPass today, how we want to centralize a compost system, as well as getting the university to commit to net zero by 2050. And that's why on March 4th and 5th, you'll be voting UMSU for You.
Thank you very much. We will now, each candidate will have a minute to discuss the other candidate's policies, and we will start once again with the candidate for Connect UMSU.
So one of my question to our UMSU is, it says, further commit to sustainability, composing more park and ride spots. First of all, I want to say thank you guys for being here and running with me. I want to ask questions about how do you intend to do this, and what are the basic funds available for this particular one. And also for UMSU for You, I think there's one policy that says about bison. Like, there's a policy that says bison. I just want to see and know if you have any plans for the international students out there, and what are your funds going forward for what you intend for bison.
Thank you very much, and we will now give the candidate for our UMSU one minute to pose questions for the other candidates.
Absolutely. So I guess my main questions really goes around the idea of, the topic of CFS. And as far as, from what we've heard or from what we've done, research on different teams' policies, specifically for UMSU for You, you've emphasized, working with UCrew and CASA, which lobby mostly the federal government, for more scholarships, bursaries, and awards that are often, very restrictive and limited as far as eligibility is concerned. With that said, leaving CFS and creating a provincial lobbying advocacy group with other universities such as Brandon University, St. Boniface University, Booth University, which are all of these universities have different priorities and demographics. So why reinvent the wheel, especially if it already exists? And why leave an organization that has established relationships, structures, governance, funding, relationships with other universities? And if this is the case, what will students lose if a referendum needs to be passed?
Well, thank you very much. And we will now give the candidate for UMSU for You 1 minute.
Okay, so I just wanted to start off by addressing, for specifically Connect UMSU, your textbook policy for subsidizing. I do want to acknowledge that per term we collect a student fee of $112, which is the cost of a hefty textbook for one class. I just wanted to ask, really, if this policy takes into account the budgetary inflections that this might affect within the union, as well as whether or not you've considered open educational resources to further uplift the sustainability, as well as accessibility for many students. Touching on your housing policy, I'm not sure if you are aware, but UMSU currently facilitates places for students for that purpose. As well, with my experience as vice president of student life, I know just how timely and time sensitive the goals should be in these positions. So within the next year or so, if elected, how do you plan on moving the union forward in a way that isn't already being done?
Thank you very much, and we will now give each candidate 1 minute to respond to both questions that were posed to them, and we will begin with the candidate for Connect UMSU.
Thank you so much for for the question. I'm going to go into the housing first. So what me and my team is, want to establish in, for the International Center is housing and accessible contracts with builders. So I do know that AMSU already have like all this like helping students for housing for International Center, but we want to bring not only helping students here, we also want to make sure that students out there that consider coming to University of Manitoba, like in a different place, make sure to get access to the AMSU and also like to know the options of what exactly they're coming into the Canada system and coming to like our University of Manitoba. And also for the subsidized textbook. We understand that there's so much little funds to like work with, and that's why we represent the students. We want to make sure that students actually get subsidized textbook, and whatever way we can actually have, we can possibly do it.
Thank you very much. I do want to apologize for the quick time turnaround, but it is necessary. And we will now go to the candidate for our AMSU.
Yeah, so I guess like with your reference, Thea, with your question about park and ride passes and improving sustainability on campus, I feel like a lot of people are always, it's always about U-Pass, right? Like using the bus passes to try to cut down like commuting costs and like a carbon footprint, like using your own individual cars. And one of the reasons why we brought up the idea of lobbying at a municipal and possibly a provincial level for additional like park and ride spots is to try to see if this is a good alternative, like a meet in the middle kind of a response, to try to accommodate and make it worthwhile for students as well to be paying about $130 a month a semester for a U-Pass. So perhaps like increasing like park and ride opportunities or spots around the city will encourage them to be more sustainable in that sense, like take a opportunity of the U-Pass without necessarily spending so much money on like parking here on campus, which is a growing concern.
Thank you very much. And we will now give the candidate for AMSU for you 1 minute to respond.
Yeah, so I got a handful of questions directed at me, so I'll just spitfire my way through. With relation to the park and ride, included in a Greenway Forward, as well as our policy with the increased fee for the U-Pass that's now been voted on. AMSU4U wants to advocate in order to create a system that is more accessible and more efficient for students to utilize and more dependable as well. At the end of the day, the U-Pass has increased ridership since its inception by 25%. 5,000 cars every single year are taken off the roads, contributing to our carbon emissions. In addition to this, yes, AMSU4U will be advocating for increased services with regards to park and ride. International students, we do have a policy in our full doc, and I guess I will recommend that the rest is referred to our full policy guide on umsu4u.com. Sorry, I didn't have time to answer all of your questions. There were about six of them. So
I do want to apologize to all candidates again for the quick time turnaround. It is not easy, and I'd like to thank you all for your participation. Well, we are going to bring everyone back into the room, which might be a time-consuming venture. So we are going to take a quick little break and play a short interval. And I have chosen the songs, so enjoy.
Cool. I was lying on the grass of Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat. My mind was thugged, at least a bug, all twisted on the knees, uncomfortable 3 feet deep. Now the fuzzy stare from not being there, the confusing morning week, impair my tribal ability to speak. And of course you can't become if you only say what you would have done.
And we are back. Welcome to the end of the first annual UMFM Forum. Each slate will have 2 minutes to give their closing remarks, and we will begin with the slate, our AMSU.
Hi again, everyone. Thank you so so much for tuning in. This has been an amazing opportunity to talk to different people and like learn how like their ideas. And as UMSU members, as members of this union and this university, it is very important to keep in mind like all of these policies that a lot of us like have put forward today. And hopefully you make a good decision, a wise decision and a well-informed decision based on what you think is going to directly benefit you and your peers. So we believe in the power of a united student body, and we are running to bring our rights as students to the forefront and bring about positive change for you, our students.
And as UMSU members, we should be aware of our rights, and that is why as our UMSU, we are once again lobbying for
our right to fair representation, our right to affordable and accessible education,
our right to personal wellness, and our right to sustainable and accessible campuses.
Our right to credible and accessible information, and our right to fair and equitable employment.
And lastly, our right to a fair and equitable academic academic policies and appeals process. To learn more about our campaign and our priorities, visit ourumsu.ca and send us an email at hello@ourumsu.ca or reach out to us on our Facebook at ourumsu and Instagram and website at ourumsu.ca.
On March 4th and 5th, recognize the power you have as UMSU students. Vote for our future,
our home, our rights, our UMSU.
Thank you very much, and we will now go to UMSU for you for their for their closing remarks.
Hey, hello everybody, it's Jalene again, the presidential candidate for UMSU for you. I just wanted to once again give my teammates a chance to introduce themselves.
Hey guys, you've heard it a million times, but my name is Kristen Smith, running for Vice President Advocacy.
Hello, my name is Tino Dogo, and I am running to be your Vice President Community Engagement.
Hello, everyone. My name is Savannah Zox, and I'm running to be your next Vice President of Student Life.
What's good? Brendan Scott, running for Vice President of Finance and Operations.
Thank you. And once again, this is a team of devoted, passionate, and experienced leaders ready to be your next executive. From sustainability to anti-sexual violence to indigenization, you can count on us to make education accessible in the year to come. This is a team that wants to empower you, a team that wants to engage you. And once again, I do want to say thank you to everyone listening to this live stream, to listening to UMFM. Thank you for believing in us because we believe in you. And on March 4th and 5th, make sure that you vote UMSU for you. Over the next little while, take a look out for these purple shirts. Feel free to ask us any questions, slide into our DMs, and yeah, check out our interactive policy guide at umsu4u.com. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, and we will end our concluding remarks with Connect UMSU.
Hey guys, so thank you all for sticking by. My name again is Sia Yamba, and I'm running with Connect UMSU as your next president. So I'm just going to go through it, and all my team can introduce themselves.
Hey guys, my name is Akhtar Shima, and once again, I'm running for your VP advocacy.
Hey guys, my name is Tina Hove, and I am running to be your next VP finance and operations with this amazing team of rockstar individuals.
Once again, Masha Bach, running for Vice President Community Engagement.
So, hey, thank you all so much for the support and everything you guys have done so far. University, this has been a blow mind to us, especially to me coming here. It's been like an amazing journey, and all I want to do is to bring you guys together and just experience the same thing that students embrace me with. Don't forget March 4th and 5th, that's next week, Wednesday and Thursday, with Connect UMSU, and all we want to do is to connect you. Wow. Why don't you want to connect with money, man? So Connect UMSU is bringing you to get money into your pocket and also leave with the best experience. We want you students to go out there and come back and be like, wow, UMSU, thank you so much for giving us the great experience that we deserve. And also when you're leaving, we want you to take out money also to your families and tell them about the future of UMSU. Thank you guys so much for everything you guys have done so far and continue, and God bless you. Stay tuned and see us at UC.
Well, I'd like to thank all the candidates for participating in today's forum. It was a whirlwind hour, and I hope the listeners have got a whole bunch of information in a very short amount of time. I'd like to thank everyone for listening, and I'd also like to thank UMFM for having this forum and for giving us a chance to give it a shot. So thank you all for listening, and stay tuned.